T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's been quite a march and quite a turnout in Lower Manhattan today. Thousands of people, mostly young people, marched from Foley Square to Battery Park as part of the global climate strike, urging world leaders to take action on the climate crisis.
WCBS's Steve Burns was with the marchers, and Steve joins us live. And Steve, set the scene for us.
Yeah, this was one of the more packed marches that I've ever attended. You go to a lot of events at Foley Square, and people kind of gather around the fountain, and it's not too big a crowd. But this one, it was clear that as you were coming into Foley Square, even, you know, 2-3 blocks away, everyone was just streaming in that same direction all across. Across Lower Manhattan, even as I was coming in, you could see kids chanting, holding signs as they made their way towards Foley Square. Pretty soon into this entire program, the park became overwhelmed. They had to close down surrounding streets. And then the march took place, and they went down next to City Hall, down Broadway, down the Canyon of Heroes. You could really get a sense of how many people were there as you went down Broadway in that area. You could just hear these chants, these voices just echo off of those buildings from the beginning of the march all the way back towards the end. And then they all made their way into Battery Park. And I was at the front of the march, so I got into the park right before the marchers did. And it was incredible to see the park basically just fill in within a matter of minutes. I was basically alone, and then 5-10 minutes later, the park was just jam-packed with people front to back, standing shoulder to shoulder. We just saw an official crowd estimate from the organizers here, 350.org. Not sure how much stock you can put in a crowd estimate that comes from the organizer, but at least they are saying it was upwards of 250,000 people.
Steve, the city allowed kids to skip school today to attend the rally. You saw a lot of students there?
Oh, yeah. Vast majority, I'd say, of the attendees were middle or high school students who did skip class. And everyone that I spoke to, I'd say I spoke with about a dozen or so, they all were very well read up, well spoken, and you'd ask them what kind of policies they'd like to see changed, and they went into great detail on things like fossil fuels and carbon emissions, plastics and straws and all kinds of things. And you could really kind of tell that there is some urgency behind what they're doing here. Most of them told me that this is going to be the planet, the climate that they inherit, and that the current generation has basically failed them, so they have no choice but to get out here and make their voices heard on this.
All right, Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.